Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Stephen Van Yoder is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's an old friend of ours. He's the author of Get Slightly Famous, Become a Celebrity in Your Field, and Attract More Business with Less Effort. He's a veteran journalist. His writings have appeared in hundreds of publications across the publishing landscape. He's worked with people to help them improve their communications, to get their message out, and to get their brands out. That's what he does in his book. Stephen, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me back.
It's good to have you back, as always. And Stephen, one of the things that we talked about last time you were here is just the concept, the whole idea of why it's important to get a little bit famous. And I want you to reintroduce that concept for a couple of minutes, and then I want to talk about some specific strategies that we can use to make that happen. So reintroduce the thumbnail, kind of a thumbnail sketch of why we should try to get slightly famous.
Right. Well, I think the motto of my book and my business and all the advice I give to clients and any small business in general is that the best clients and customers are those that seek you out because they've already heard of you. So this is really a strategy to develop a reputation, to proactively develop a reputation that precedes you in the marketplace so that your clients and customers seek you out because you're a known entity. You're trusted. You have a reputation as being a little better, a little more, not just a celebrity, but more of a player in your field, in your industry. And word gets around when you're that kind of business. So that's really, I would say, the number one reason. It helps you get more clients with a lot less effort.
Well, and you know, you can't talk about this without talking about branding, can you?
No, you can't. And branding, what is branding? But having a reputation in some way that you had a hand in developing that positions you as a better choice among competing alternatives.
And one of the things I like to say about branding, Stephen, is we all have brands. The only difference is, are you going to be in charge of what your brand is? Of the image that your brand has, or are you going to just let it happen, sort of like letting steel lay out in the yard and rust? You know, you're either going to maintain your brand or you're going to let it rust, aren't you?
That's right.
And so one of the things that you help people with in your book and in other things that you do is how to maintain that brand. How to and one of the ways you do that is to get slightly famous. Now, when you say that to people, Stephen, do you think it puts some people off because they think, oh well, you know, I'm much too modest to be famous. I don't really want to be famous. That's not really what you're talking about, is it?
No, it's not what I'm talking about. And surprisingly, it does not put people off. People get it. They get it right away. It's a very attractive concept. And I think it's the slightly that makes the difference. Everyone may not want to be out there with the bright lights on them in the famous way. But being just famous enough is a very attractive and attainable prospect.
Because sometimes... the fame without the slightly becomes infamous, right?
Right.
We've seen that happen before, haven't we?
Oh, yes, we have.
but I agree with you. I think the slightly part really kind of tempers it a little bit and makes it a little more palatable. What are some media strategies that we can use to get slightly famous?
Well, I would say the strategy that comes to mind first and that I recommend in so many cases for small businesses is to establish their expertise by writing and publishing articles in trade magazines primarily that reach their target market. It's a very easily pursued strategy and one that can pay really huge dividends.
But Stephen, I'm not a good writer. I can't do that.
Well, you'd be surprised at what people are capable of. It's not as hard as people might think. And then also, if you really truly are not a good writer, I just hate the prospect. You can work with somebody who can help you make that happen.
Hey, Stephen.
So it's not prohibitive.
what that little person just said is true. I mean, there are a lot of people out there who really aren't good writers, and we understand you and I both understand that. But I think that's the key. What you said is the key. Just because you are not a good writer doesn't mean you can't publish an article.
That's right. Absolutely right. And there are tens of thousands of small, seemingly small magazines that reach people with specific interests. And within those pages are opportunities for small businesses of all types, really, to make an impression upon readers that actually brings people back to their door.
You know, Stephen, how many people do you know who you know give, I don't know, 40, 50 speeches a year?
Mm-hmm.
You got a pretty good size operation, and they'll write, you know, two or three, four books a year. Anybody think they do all that all by themselves?
No.
Of course they don't.
They have help.
Yeah. Whether they could actually do it themselves or not, maybe if they wanted to, they could do it. But it doesn't matter. The point is they get a lot of stuff published, and they get slightly famous by getting somebody to help them.
And, you know, you don't have to write three or four books a year. You can publish a couple of articles a year, and if they're in the right publications and they say the right thing, you can get just tremendous benefit from just that alone. You can republish those articles around the Internet on websites that reach your target market. You can use the reprints in your marketing literature to make a stronger case for yourself.
How many times have you seen a book that sold a million copies or a lot of copies was a bestseller, and at the bottom of the book it said, as told to John Jones?
That's right? Right. Yeah.
I mean, the person who got the money and whose name is on the book didn't write a word of it. They just told it to...
It was their idea.
Susan Johnson or John Jones or whatever.
That's right.
And you know, ladies and gentlemen, you know stuff about what you do that other people might not know. Certainly most of your customers don't know. Maybe your peers know in your industry, but you may actually know some things your peers don't know. And if you don't want to write it, if you could say it to somebody who is a good writer, then what you said becomes valuable, and it'll help you get slightly famous, won't it?
That's true. Absolutely.
What's another tactic? We got about 20 seconds. Get us started on a quick one.
Positioning yourself as an expert interview source is another activity. I'm working with a variety of people that I just literally bring them to the table that they can let the media know they exist and provide expert commentary. And sometimes within a matter of days of doing this strategy, they get interviewed. And I have one client that's going to show up in the New York Times business section this Sunday.
Wow. Stand by. I want to come back and ask you some questions about that, folks. This is really important stuff to help you grow your brand, the quality and the strength and the success of your brand. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Stephen Van Yoder, the author of Get Slightly Famous. Back is 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. The small business advocate Stephen Van Yoder is our guest, the author of Get Slightly Famous. And we're talking about getting slightly famous, some things you can do, some media strategies that you can use. Stephen, as we went to the break, you were telling us about helping some of your clients become available as an expert, as a source for television, radio, newspaper, magazines, letting people know that if a topic ever comes up that they could benefit, and it wouldn't have to be their specific industry, it could just be, you know, as a business owner themselves, or it might even be something you do as a hobby, an avocation, that winds up getting mentioned. That not only are you a semi-pro golfer or a world-class knitter or whatever, but you also own this company.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think the one thing that anybody who's read a newspaper knows when they read through stories, that people are quoted throughout those stories, and
it's what
in the magazines as well.
It's what legitimizes the story for the newspaper or the magazine, isn't it?
That's right.
You're called a proof source.
Yeah, the journalist writing the story is not an expert. They go out and they assemble facts and data, and then they interview other experts or people that help them flesh out their stories. And you know, the slots for those types of people, it's an ongoing need the journalists have, and just literally just making yourself available often can result in great media coverage.
Absolutely. But how do we make that happen? Give us an idea about how to
yeah.
actually make that happen.
Yeah, well, there's a couple of ways. The first and easiest way, really, is especially if you're let's just say you're a business consultant and you have a particular area, let's just say of employee retention, and that's your specialty. It's pretty easy to know which types of publications are writing about this subject on an ongoing basis. You probably have some of these trade magazines on your desk right now, so mm-hmm. you just round up the obvious choices. And look at the front of the magazine, and look at the editor that publishes the section that writes about your topic, and send an email and introduce yourself. Tell them who you are. Tell them what you know. Tell them you've read some of their stories, and you believe you could help contribute to future stories, and to keep you in mind for the future. It can
right.
be as simple as that.
And here's the thing: I think one of the things we should point out, Stephen, is that they will be happy to hear from you.
That is right.
It's not like
you're not
I can't you just see people saying, "Well, those guys are reporters. They're pretty smart people. They probably wouldn't even take my call." Well, you know what? Baloney. They'll take your call. They will thank you for calling them.
Well, you're offering yourself up to help them do a favor. I mean, you're doing as much for them as they're doing for you if they cover you.
Maybe
they
more.
They need people like you. And
maybe more because these guys are. I mean, the deadlines are their life.
Right.
And their story,
right.
they know their story isn't anything if they don't get a proof source like you. So
that's right.
So it's important for them to know who you are, what you can talk about, and how to contact you. And see, this is one of the ways, as you point out, Stephen, that you can get somebody to write for you.
Right, right. All you have to do is talk into a phone line and answer some questions about
yeah.
what you already know.
They won't ask you anything you don't know in your sleep.
That's right. Right. It's so surprisingly easy that I've seen so many businesses that just do this simple step. It's out of the woodwork. A call comes from a journalist, and 5-10 minutes of interview time, they're in a story.
Call your local newspaper. Call your radio stations. Call your television stations. Call your cable companies. Call the local magazines. Go to the industry publications, as you said earlier, Stephen. You know, let those people know who you are. And let's give them some language to use, Stephen. What would they say to these people? The phone rings. All right, here
yeah.
I am, Stephen. You're the small business person. I'm going to answer the phone. The phone rings, and I say, Jim Blassingame, Daily Mirror. What can I do to help you?
Well, the first thing is you would have done a little bit of homework. I talk a lot about this in my book, about how you can build your own short list of the people that write about your industry. So you've done a little homework. You're calling the right person. You're not calling the person that writes about some topic has nothing related to you. So that's the
right.
first step. And that's just a simple courtesy. You've done a little bit of homework. You understand.
In this case,
that
for local, if you're talking about business locally, you'd contact the business editor or the business writer of the local newspaper, for example.
Yeah, I would say for locally, for your local newspaper, usually the editor is busy managing everything that goes into that newspaper, but you can read the ongoing stories of the journalist that covers a particular beat.
Right.
So if that beat is home and gardening and you have a home and gardening related business, contact the editor of that particular section.
Right. Right. All right.
And be
so
sure
now we've got them on the line. What do we say to them?
Well, you ask them first, is this a good time to talk to you on deadline? And if they say yes, have a very short soundbite ready. If they say no, then ask if you can contact them later or send an email.
Yeah.
But if you get a live prospect on the phone there, they want to know about you, have some talking points in front of you. Have a very short blurb about, I've read your section, I know what you write about, I can help you. Here's my business, here's what it's about, here's the kind of things that I can provide expert commentary on, and I would just like to let you know I'm here to help you in the future, and I'll send you my full contact information when we get off the phone.
What about this? I am a business owner in this industry. If you ever need a source about any of these topics, about
mm-hmm.
that industry,
right.
Give me a call. It'd be
right.
that simple, right?
That's very simple, and that's all it takes.
Give us
and
your website, Stephen.
Quick follow-up materials.
Give us your website, Stephen.
www.getslightlyfamous.com. stephenfinkelstein.com.
And it's, the book's available wherever books are sold. Check out his website. Stephen, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thank you very much.
We'll see you next time. Stephen Van Yoder, ladies and gentlemen, Get Slightly Famous. I encourage you to check out that book. Quick break. I'll be right back with Brad Huskin. It's 29 After.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.